We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants,
that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity
under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello friendly viewers and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Please join us anytime on Supreme Master Television. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Opus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku band, Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, Intelsat 5 and Intelsat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 93 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Bouê, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on SIAT Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 01 on Basatcom Bafut. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on Blendlsat. And in Adeya, Channel 37 on Ite Blessimon Acerna.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veja. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. And in Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá, Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Huachata, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Huachata TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Via Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Telelunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativá, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Telereliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolívar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Teleran Nuevo Arenal and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal de Lago, SAA. In Buriscal, Mora, and Ocosta, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente. And in Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Río, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Joditel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiraguay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiala Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. In Potsu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV and Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV. In Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Hua Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Khmer Cable TV. In Subakhtar, Saleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhang Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhang Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Hua Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bainzar in Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Khimor Cable TV. In Khotor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunarin. In Undakhan City in Khenti Province, Channel 23 on Sampur Company. And in Sanshan City in Darnangob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel, and in Hamburg on Willytel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the European Union donates €200,000 to Peru. In sustainable energy news, green technology investment in North America, Europe, China and India reaches a total of more than $2.5 billion. In eco news, a South African woman helps transform neighbourhoods through organic gardening. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, May 12th, is the birthday of the much-beloved Supreme Master Ching Hai. Around the globe for her enlightened spiritual teachings, forever caring humanitarian works, exquisite art creations, and internationally best-selling animal books. Supreme Master Ching Hai has inspired countless people on the path to awaken their inner wisdom and love for all beings. She is compassionately dedicated to halting climate change and helping to bring about a planet filled with peace and kindness. With our most profound gratitude, Supreme Master Ching Hai, we respectfully thank you for all you do to actualize a vegan earth of love. May you have a joy-filled birthday and many, many more years of vibrant health as you continue to infinitely bless our planet with your divine presence.
On this wonderful day, we would like to share one of the messages that have been sent from around the world to Supreme Master Ching Hai to wish her a happy birthday. God gave a gift to the world when you were born, a person who loves and cares, who sees a person's need and fills it, who encourages and lifts people up, who spends energy on others rather than herself, who touches each life she enters and makes a difference in the world. We would like to thank God for bringing you to life, and we would like to ask God to give you as many years to live as He can. To our beloved Supreme Master Ching Hai, happy birthday. Love, Association members from Singapore.
News. Lives lost in two strong earthquakes in Spain. Just 2 hours after a magnitude 4.4 quake hit on the afternoon of Wednesday, May 11th, a second tremor measuring 5.2 on the Richter scale struck in the region of Murcia near the southern Spanish town of Lorca. Occurring at a very shallow depth of 1 kilometer, the temblor toppled several buildings, including a clock tower, while others were severely damaged. At least 10 fatalities were reported, with dozens injured due to falling debris and collapsing structures. The quakes, which were felt throughout a wide area and have been followed by several aftershocks, caused people to rush from buildings, with rescue workers swiftly arriving in Lorca's debris-strewn streets. Spain's Prime Minister, José Luis Rodríguez Zapatero, also sent emergency military units to the area. Conveying her sorrowful condolences and prayers, Supreme Master Ching Hai immediately requested that our nearby association members please check with local officials to see if help is needed. Saying that emergency funds are available, she also asked they go, if possible, to assist the most desperate. Our thankfulness, Prime Minister Zapatero, Spanish rescue personnel and military, for your timely response, as well as for Supreme Master Ching Hai's loving concern. With our sympathies for the precious lives lost, we pray for the cessation of such tragedies, as our greater benevolence helps ensure the stability of the planet.
Efforts to ease Mississippi River floods continue. As the crest of the swollen Mississippi River makes its way south, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers continues the battle to alleviate the historic flooding in 8 Midwestern and Southern states. as the river rose to her highest in over 75 years, inundating homes in Memphis, Tennessee on Monday, May 9th, the Army Corps opened a spillway in Louisiana State, north of New Orleans, to divert the rising waters, with additional bays opened on Tuesday. The Corps also asked permission to open the state's Morganza Spillway Thursday to ease flooding pressure away from the densely populated cities of New Orleans and Baton Rouge. However, this action would force the evacuation of residents in other southern parts of the state.
Upon first hearing of the developing disaster on May 7th, Supreme Master Qinghai had requested that our nearby association members please consult with local officials to see if any aid is required and to go, if possible, to help the most vulnerable, such as the elderly and children. Conveying all her love and prayers, she said that funds for urgent needs are available.
Our appreciation for the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers and all others working to aid in this widespread calamity, as we also thank Supreme Master Qinghai for her kind-hearted concern. As we pray for the protection of all the flood affected, may such calamities soon be curbed through humanity's kinder stewardship of the ecosphere.
Post-disaster nuclear safety efforts continue. 2 months after the devastating earthquake and tsunami in northeastern Japan, the toll of dead or missing stands at more than 24,000, with some 120,000 survivors who remain in shelters. As Tokyo Electric Power Company, or TEPCO, officials apologized to the more than 85,000 residents forced from their homes in the 20-kilometer area around the stricken Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant, the government on Tuesday, May 10th, allowed 92 victims of 54 households from Kawauchi Village to briefly visit their homes to gather personal items. It was the first organized visit permitted since the exclusion zone was declared in April. At the urging of parents and teachers, Mayor Takanori Sato of Fukushima City also agreed to the removal of radiation-contaminated topsoil from schoolyards.
At the Fukushima facility, TEPCO detected radiation levels in the reactor number 1 building much higher than expected of 700 millisieverts per hour. This has prompted Japan's Nuclear and Industrial Safety Agency to work on improving protective measures for TEPCO workers, some who have only had one medical check since the crisis began on March 11th. On Tuesday, workers began adjusting gauges at the number 1 reactor to restore stable cooling. However, such developments have not yet been made at the other 5 reactor buildings, raising concerns that TEPCO is not on schedule for containing the accident.
On Wednesday, TEPCO also reported a new leak at reactor number 3, with highly radioactive water found to be seeping from a pipe into the ocean. While water in the reactor pit contained radioactive cesium 620,000 times over the legal safety limit, seawater levels were 32,000 times the limit. By Wednesday evening, workers had plugged the leak, although radioactivity in the seawater was still 10,000 times permissible levels.
On Tuesday, Japan's Prime Minister Naoto Kan offered an apology about the nuclear situation to the nation, as he also announced that he would refuse to accept his premier's wage until the Fukushima Daiichi crisis is over. As Chubu Electric Power Company in central Japan agreed to his request to suspend operation of the Tamaoka nuclear plant due to safety concerns, Prime Minister Kan pledged greater safety in nuclear power altogether while stating that alternative energy sources would now more actively be developed.
In Shizuoka and Saga prefectures, the governors stated they would not resume operations of the nuclear reactors in their regions until more information assuring of safety was received. Meanwhile, at a 4-day United Nations World Conference on Disaster Risk Reduction in Geneva, Switzerland, Secretary General Ban Ki-moon warned that countries using nuclear energy must ensure their reactors can withstand multiple disasters, saying that Japan's recent accident indicates large gaps in world nuclear security.
Our appreciation, Secretary General Ban, Japanese and international governments, organizations, and personnel working to protect the well-being of all people. May such dangerous situations soon be a thing of the past as we strive to more gently regard the Earth and all her inhabitants.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
citizens speak out, steadfast in their calls for improved living conditions and other pro-democracy principles for themselves and fellow country persons, people across the world are making their voices heard in countries such as Bahrain, Libya, Palestine, Syria, and Yemen.
During an interview with Ynet News, Israeli President Shimon Peres affirmed the possibility that the recent unification of Palestinian groups, including the Hamas with whom Israel has had previous violent interactions, could result in meaningful Israeli-Palestinian dialogue.
Activists in Syria report the government has detained at least 10,000 protesters in the past several days alone as part of a campaign to quell protesters' calls for reform, with government troops reported to be shelling neighborhoods in the city of Homs. Southern villages are also being increasingly occupied by the military, along with a new tactic that activists have reported to Sky News of security forces beating and torturing organizers of smaller protest groups before putting them back on the streets as a warning to others.
In Yemen, at least 15 people are reported to have died after the government launched airstrikes on tribes who had blocked a column of tanks headed toward Mahrib and Hadramaut to suppress protesters there. During a summit on Tuesday, May 10th, leaders of the Gulf Cooperation Council released a statement urging all Yemeni parties to agree to President Ali Abdullah Saleh's resignation in exchange for immunity, saying it was the best way to resolve the crisis.
UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon issued a call on Wednesday for the Libyan government to initiate an immediate and verifiable ceasefire and to end attacks on civilians, as well as to allow the delivery of humanitarian assistance and engage in political dialogue to resolve the crisis.
As we mourn the loss of precious lives, we pray for the end of all conflict and the continued emergence of harmony. As citizens of every nation choose to live in shared dignity, freedom, and peace.
The 64th Annual Cannes Film Festival opens in France. Held this year from May 11th to the 22nd, the official lineup features 20 films, including two made by detained Iranian directors Jafar Panahi and Mohammad Razulov, known for their social activism, which will be honored at the event. Four of the presented films are also directed by women, which is a historical first, along with welcoming Egypt as this year's first guest country, as she joins with a tribute screening of the film 18 Jours, a collaborative effort of 10 Egyptian directors who created a series of movie shorts based on the country's January 25th peaceful revolution. A big round of applause to welcome the richly diverse 64th Cannes Film Festival. May this continue to celebrate humanity and bridge cultures worldwide through the uplifting artistry of cinema.
Stranded whales released into the sea. On Saturday, May 7th, two pilot whales were successfully returned to deep waters after a pod of 21 had been found beached 2 days earlier along the coast of the Florida Keys in the United States. A number of organizations and volunteers came together in an effort to rescue the whales, 14 of whom sadly perished before they were found or despite the helping efforts. Five other survivors were returned to the water, but not to the sea due to their fragile health. These are still being cared for around the clock in a temporary sea pen, and experts hope they will soon regain enough strength to be transported to a nearby marine center where they can fully recover and then be returned to their deep water homes. Satellite trackers placed on the two released whales have confirmed their safe location, with signals that will continue to transmit for the next 2 to 3 months. Our grateful thanks, all organizations and volunteers, for your devoted efforts to save these majestic animals. While it saddens us to know of the whales that perished, we pray for the soon recovery of the five other survivors and for our more considerate care of the environment to assure the safety of all fellow co-inhabitants with whom we share the planet.
We have been seeing dolphins and whales stranded themselves in many places throughout the world, more often in the past few years. Now these animals are trying to tell humans something.
Yes, yes, they have been telling humans long, long time ago, but very few listen. The human cannot listen to the animal, most of the human. And some human can listen, and nobody else will listen to that person anyway. Poor souls, what suffering they must have endured due to our carelessness and unkind habits. Let's hope the human will develop more spiritually and understand the needs of the animals and give them love and respect as they deserve. If people realize this is just a warning and change to a better, nobler lifestyle in love and peace, then all living on earth will be in unity. And let's pray that this happen very soon. We need it. We need a change in humans' consciousness. We've been living long enough in the shadow of wars, cruelty, troubles, famine, and suppression of all kinds due to the killing karma. We really need a breath of fresh air. We need peace, comfort, safety, happiness, and love among all beings on the planet.
India, Turkey, and U.S. team help rescue Chinese vessel. A crew of 24 sailors on a Chinese cargo ship were released after being detained for 12 hours in the Arabian Sea thanks to the cooperative efforts of a multinational rescue team.
After receiving a distress call from Chinese officials, the Indian Navy immediately sent a warning message to the unwelcome seafarers, while a nearby U.S. aircraft carrier, a Turkish Navy vessel, and two Chinese Navy vessels were also mobilized to assist. As the detainers fled the ship, her crew was escorted to safety to its Indian port destination. Our appreciation, Indian Navy, U.S., Turkish, and Chinese personnel, for your united efforts in ensuring the safety of the 24 sailors. We are relieved to hear of the crew's peaceful freedom and wish them a smooth journey home to celebrate with loved ones.
Save Our Planet, U.S.-based news channel MSNBC, presents expert warnings about some of the world's most famous natural areas, including Congo Basin Tropical Rainforest, the Belize Barrier Reef, the Everglades in the USA, as well as flora and fauna as far away as the North and South Poles, all of which could disappear by 2050 due to human destruction and global warming.
Save Our Planet, plagued by drought. Formosa, or Taiwan, is set to impose water rationing measures such as 20% reductions for swimming pools and 5% drops for industrial operations, with residents also encouraged to conserve as much as possible.
Hide iguana and I love following a compassionate diet. Today I have an environmental tip to share. If you use a credit card, you might consider a green one. This type invests a percentage of your purchases in efforts such as reforestation projects or donates to earth-friendly charities. You can find information online about the various companies which offer these incentives. Thank you for watching. Thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet. Now the weather from around the world.
In humanitarian news, the European Union donates €200,000 to Peru. The contribution will be used to repair houses, provide food supplies, and restore farmland for 2,500 individuals who have been affected by floods in Ukiali, located in the center of the country. Families in need will also be supplied with essentials, including cooking utensils, blankets, and mattresses. Our sincere appreciation, European Union, for your help to brethren. May your aid be of much benefit to the pure-minded people of Peru with God's grace.
In sustainable energy news, investment in green technology in North America, Europe, China, and India reaches a total of $2.57 billion U.S. dollars. Increasing 13% from first quarter of 2010, the majority of this funding for January through March of 2011 was invested in solar companies, with part going to electric vehicle businesses. What great news! May support for clean and earth-loving ways of living continue to grow for a healthier and verdant planet. Coming up, Harvest of Hope supplies 600 households a week with freshly grown organic vegetables. We'll take a moment to enjoy the lush green plants. Be right back. More illustrious news when we return on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, energizing news for an invigorating world. In Eco News, a South African woman helps transform neighborhoods through organic gardening. 63-year-old grandmother and farmer Miss Christina Cubba, with the support of local women, has established 28 community gardens in Kayelecha, one of Cape Town's largest townships. Organically grown vegetables from these and other neighborhood gardens are combined to create individual boxes for the Harvest of Hope program. Since 2008, the market in Cape Town for the produce has grown from 80 to 600 orders weekly. This in turn has led to an increase in job opportunities. A big green salute, Miss Christina Cubba, and Harvest of Hope, for your earth-loving efforts. May your organic offering provide nourishing sustenance to many beautiful children of God.
Let's enjoy some humor with a joke told in Norwegian entitled Chatting Tom.
Etter å ha avsluttet samtalene med venner i telefonkiosken ringte Tom politiet. Tom sa, «Herre politi, vær snill og kom og redde meg. Det en flokk med mennesker som stirrer på meg gjennom glasset i telefonkiosken.» Politiet spurte, «Hvor lenge har det vært?» Tom sa, «Cirka 2 timer eller mer.»
And now for our viewers' heartline on Shannon Keith, Skinned Alive, on Animal World, our co-inhabitants, Stop Animal Cruelty series. This program can also be accessed in our online archives.
It must be stopped. There is no place for that cruelty in this world. Viewer from Poland.
Shannon Keith is an animal rightist out there on the front lines exposing animal exploitation and suffering. How lucky the animals are to have her on their side. Viewer.
Caring viewers, thank you for your comments. The utterly unkind treatment of our animal friends that vegan lawyer and filmmaker Shannon Keith has exposed is too heart-wrenching. It is difficult to fathom that such things are possible in our world. We pray that all people join the growing movement to protect our well-wishing fellow beings in all ways. Adopting the compassionate plant-based diet is the first step we can all take. With our best wishes and love.
Do you have a hotline today? We would be delighted to hear your hotlines and stories from your area. Please send them to hotline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/hotline. It's a pleasure to have your company on Noteworthy News.
May your life be graced with heavenly wonders.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Brazil's President Dilma Rousseff announces the government's new plan to provide free professional training to 8 million workers and students, as well as increasing the number of scholarships for training abroad to help people secure better jobs.
An initiative by the New Delhi-based Freemasons group, the Grand Lodge of India, has successfully illuminated Nalwas village in Gujarat state with solar-powered electricity as the first of 50 rural villages planned across the country.
During a meeting in Antigua, Guatemala, in an effort to normalize bilateral relations and resolve the border dispute, government representatives from Nicaragua and Costa Rica agree to work together to stop organized crime and drug trafficking along their shared border.
An online petition, sponsored by UK-based The Independent newspaper, has received more than 13,000 signatures calling for the government to ban the use of wild animals in circuses, with supporters signing in at petitionbuzz.com/petitions/circus animals.
Joining Uruguay, Colombia, and Panama
Argentina bans the import, sale, and advertising of electronic cigarettes, saying there is no scientific evidence that they help smokers quit tobacco, in addition to the World Health Organization citing their harm to users.
Swiss orchardist and researcher Marcus Kobelt develops through natural methods a new Red Love apple variety that is high in antioxidants, delicious, easy to grow, and resistant to disease, demonstrating that genetically modified, or GM, methods are absolutely unnecessary.
Her Royal Highness Saudi Princess Adela bin Abdullah ibn Abdulaziz, president of the National Home Healthcare Foundation, initiates the organization's Your Health is in Your Cleanliness campaign to raise awareness about disease prevention through hygienic practices.
The U.S. Agency for International Development, or USAID, donates $31 million U.S. dollars to Peru for development programs to reduce drug trafficking by encouraging farmers to plant crops other than coca leaf, reports the Peruvian news agency Andina.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.